The sound of the G Hip Hop Cultural Center in a working class area called Gejewaye, a suburb of the Senegalese capital Dakar. The walls are covered with images of African independence heroes like Thomas Sankara, Amilcar Cabral, and Patrice Lumumba. And in a room in one corner of the center, a dozen young people are standing round a small audio mixing console. Many of these young people are former prisoners. The Gejewaye area is notorious for crime, and today they are practicing different sounds as part of their hip-hop DJ training. A group of artists founded the center in 2010 and realized that if they wanted to reach young people, they would have to look to the prisons.
I went to prison 7 times. I'd go in, get released, commit another crime, and be taken back in.
As a young man, Sheikh Sen robbed people in the street and broke into houses.
After my 7th term, these guys reached out to me and told me that what I was doing wasn't the right thing. They told me there was something useful in me and encouraged me to put my talents from the streets into music.
Malal Tal, aka Fu Malad, is a co-founder of G Hip Hop, the group that helped Sheikh Sen. He says they started the program in 2010 by organizing writing workshops, DJing and beat-making workshops inside prisons across Dakar.
And when we start to train them in prison, once they get out, they come to join us in this center. And we can start giving them tools to be more useful for their society. Prisoners, we are teaching hip-hop. Many of them, when they understand more about hip-hop culture, it helped them to socialize and to be useful. Many of them will not go again to prison.
By getting the convicts to that stage is a long process. The first task for Malal and his team is to vet the inmates before accepting them into the program.
We first try to understand if you really love hip-hop or if you really want to change. It is very important. Are you a hip-hop artist? Or are you interested in hip-hop culture? And if you really want change, you really want to be socialized. Sometimes we work with some people who bring many problems to us because they think that we have to pay them. They think that, yes, teaching them is okay, but in the other side, we have to pay them back.
Other inmates are more successful and find a new life through hip-hop. Thanks to G-Hip-Hop, Sheikh Sen is today one of the most popular up-and-coming rappers in Gejewaye. He now teaches and mentors young delinquents using hip-hop.
I knew what I left there in prison, the people who were young but criminals. It would be cowardice for me to leave them on their own. That's why I dedicate my energy into helping them to become better people. That's why I'm doing this.
Like Sheikh, dozens of ex-inmates now dedicate their time here to get rehabilitated and to rehabilitate others who are out of prison using hip-hop. So far, G-Hip-Hop has transformed 21 former prisoners into local community rap champions, and the ultimate aim is to change the image of Gejewaye from a crime-ridden community to hip-hop heaven. Reporting for RFI, I'm Sheriff Bojan in Gejewaye, in the suburbs of Dakar.
Hey!